further, the singer Lily Allen has told the BBC she feels victim-shamed by the police officers who dealt with her stalking case. In October last year, the singer was woken when she heard her bedroom door handle opening to be greeted by a screaming man who tore her duvet off her. Alex Gray was convicted earlier this month of burglary and harassment. But in an interview with Kirsty Walk for Newsnight tonight, Lily Allen says that after she spoke out at the weekend about the whole case, an officer suggested that her high-profile intervention may have made others feel reluctant to come forward about their situations. Lily read a little of the email she says she was sent by a Met police officer.
As you know, there have been press reports suggesting you were dissatisfied with the response you received. Further, due to the high profile of this matter, I fear other victims of similar crimes may have read the story and now may not have the confidence in us to report such matters. As such, it is really important that I can understand what, if anything, went wrong during the investigation. I was saddened to hear of this report, so would like to hear your views on what we could do better.
What do you think of that email?
I think it's victim shaming and victim blaming.
Despite the horrific ordeal of finding a stranger in her bedroom, Lily Allen says she doesn't really blame the offender for what she's been through.
I'm not in the slightest bit angry with Alex Gray, and I could see from the minute that he came into my bedroom that he was ill and that he needed help. I wanted to help him, you know. I felt immediately like something's really wrong with this guy. And I feel like, you know, he's been let down. I've been let down. And how many other people are being let down?
Lily Allen says it's now left her with trust issues towards the police, who she claims failed to act swiftly enough and initially refused to show her a photograph of the man that she thought was stalking her. The Met, for its part, says it takes stalking extremely seriously and seeks to put victims at the heart of any inquiry. It says it deals with around 20,000 allegations of harassment per year, and a small percentage of those are allegations of stalking. Rachel Horman joins us. Rachel's a solicitor and chair of the charity Paladin, which supports victims of stalking. Rachel, good evening to you.
Good evening.
And Bob Morgan's also alongside Rachel. Bob's a former Met police inspector. Hi, Bob.
Good evening.
Bob, I'll start with you, if I may, and the trust issue she says she has. I don't know how much of Lily Allen's account of what happened you've read, but in Precy, she starts getting tweets, then this man starts visiting her record company, her management offices, her sister's shop, her flat. She went to the police with a record of this, confident that the police were keeping a tab on it. And then it would appear that they weren't. And then they rung her and said, Alex Gray's active again. But at that point, they don't establish what the word active means, and they're refusing to show her a photo. Can you understand why she would feel dissatisfied with that?
Well, yes. Yeah, absolutely. Particularly the email, the latter email reprimanding her for talking about it. Lots of points there, which I can see why a victim of a crime like that, who'd been under enormous pressure because of the stalking, would feel dissatisfied. And I think there's a massive amount of issues involved in the background for that, for the police who, when I was in the police, I'm sure still, I've got an enormous amount of learning to do on lots of these kinds of offences, often involving women victims. And I think part of it's that it's a lack of understanding. It's more widely than just the police, I think. I think there's a lack of perhaps political will to make it a true priority for the police. That I don't know what the pressures are now on senior police officers, but what they've got to prioritise.
And this email that you mentioned there, that she's had since she gave an interview to The Observer at the weekend, where she revealed everything that she'd experienced, what's your view of an officer sending that, and should that officer be reprimanded?
Well, I think the email was wrong, chiefly because it's telling a victim off, reprimanding a victim off talking about something she's experienced, something which is significant and important. So I'd say the email is clearly wrong, and I doubt anybody in the Met would come forward and suggest that reprimanding someone in that way is appropriate. It could be just one officer with under some pressure, undoubtedly, It was still wrong, and it's made clearly made Lily Allen feel alienated from the police. But there's obviously a lot more to this than just the one email.
Rachel Horman, let me come to you as the solicitor and chair of the charity Paladin, because you act as an advocacy service, don't you, for victims of stalking. And my understanding of this particular circumstance is that your charity was never mentioned at any stage by police to Lily Allen. Now, should that be the case? Should officers be saying, look, there are other organisations aside from us that can help you?
Of course. I mean, we are the only advocacy service that deals with high-risk stalking victims in the world. The police should be well aware of our existence. We do actually provide some training for the police in relation to stalking. And what we see is that when we do this training, we see an increase in charges of stalking in those areas. So I think training is clearly an issue here. And in relation to the email sent from the police at the end, I mean, that just beggars belief. In my view, it was absolutely appalling. It's blaming Lily Allen for their own failings. It's their own failings that put victims off reporting to the police. I hear this every day as a lawyer, that victims report what's happening to them and they're effectively fobbed off by the police a lot of the time and told, well, there's nothing we can do about it. Come off social media, they're told on a daily basis, or, well, get us some evidence. And victims are actually investigating their own crimes, getting CCTV, and this really shouldn't be happening.
Why do you think it is, Rachel? Why do you think the police find it so hard? I mean, in this Lily Allen example, she actually says the police only really got or took it seriously when there was a burglary, because it's almost like they knew then, oh, a burglary, we know how to deal with that. Why don't they know how to deal with someone stalking? Because it's not a new crime, is it?
No, it's not a new crime. It's been around for almost 4 years. And then prior to that, we had the crime of harassment. And actually, Lily Allen's case, the perpetrator was never charged with stalking, which, again, I find quite surprising. He was charged with burglary and harassment. And the behaviour displayed by this perpetrator is not harassment, it's stalking. He had clear fixation and obsession issues, which is what characterises stalking. And if you saw that on somebody's criminal record, the offence of harassment could be two neighbours having a dispute over a hedge, whereas stalking tells you something very different. Again, the police seem to prioritise crimes against property, in my view, far more than they do crimes against women. And I don't want to make this a gender issue. However, women make
up the vast majority. Is it just women that are being stalked?
It isn't. No, it isn't at all. And we need to make that clear. However, women are the vast majority of stalking victims. And what we see is that where women are disproportionately affected by crime, these crimes seem to be taken less seriously, like rape, like child abuse. And we see that all the time. But, you know, an offence against property suddenly is taken seriously.
Bob, what do you say about that as a former Met Police inspector?
I'd say there's... I can identify with that. When I was in the police, we weren't good enough at lots of these types of offences. Clearly, historically, police up and down the country weren't doing enough for victims of sexual offences and Rochdale and so on. There's, but there again, can't be just down to the police. There needs to be the CPS, the rest of the criminal justice system, and there needs to be a political will about this. I mean, women's shelters are being closed up and down the country, and I don't hear an outcry from the general public, from national politicians, not with any great seriousness. And where are the
crime commissions? If we go back to the police, and because the police, obviously, the first point of involvement, isn't it, for any potential victim in this?
Yes, they are.
Does the law help the police enough in this area? Because it seems to be, from what you and Rachel are saying, is that a number of times police seem to be saying to the potential victim, well, you know, unless they do something that we can categorise, we can't do anything. So does the law help you to pursue a persistent stalker?
I take the point that there is a difference between having a law on the books and then having the understanding how to use it, having the insight and empathy in terms of what the victim is suffering, and being alert to just being aware, generally aware of why the legislation is there. So there's just because legislation is there doesn't mean to say it will be used. There is a training issue. But then in the Met alone, there's some 30,000 officers They probably need further training, just as when I was in the police, in all sorts of things.